Making the most of this issue for December 2004. Testifying of Him. Testimonies of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from leaders committed to knowing and teaching His way. Elder Hans H. Mattson, Area Authority 70, recalls how he learned as a young missionary that the Lord could help him in his weakness. How could I testify? Why come unto Christ? Simply stated, because all other ways do not lead to eternal life, writes Elder Robert R. Stewer of the 70. For counsel on finding the way, see Come Unto Christ. All his life he had been taught to avoid the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but when he sought truth and peace, it was there. See The Faith I Tried to Avoid. Stronger Families. Knowing our Father's plan for the family is central to the happiness of His children on earth and to their progress in eternity. No children at home? You can still have enjoyable, uplifting family home evenings. See Family Home Evening for 2. For more on Family Home Evening, see Family Home Evening Helps. The True Spirit. How could a family possibly enjoy Christmas when their mother was killed during the holiday season? Then they opened the gift she had left behind. See A Christmas Cross Stitch. The spirit of Christmas can be found in breakfast at the wrong time of day, a kindness for a friend, a mysterious card on the tree, or an evening chat on the Paris Metro. See Latter-day Saint Voices. One mother found the true spirit of Christmas when she learned to let go of some traditions that had been important to her. See Christmas Came Anyway. Sharing with Sisters. Do you really know how much visiting teaching affects other lives? Read stories of sisters who learned the impact of this kind of sharing in Strong Hands and Loving Hearts. You will find the monthly home teaching and visiting teaching messages in this issue. Answers, just keystrokes away. When you're facing a personal challenge, do you ever wish you knew how other Latter-day Saints handle that type of problem? When you read articles like Making Weak Things Become Strong, found in this issue, do you ever wish you could learn more about increasing your own spiritual strength? More information on facing personal challenges is at your fingertips when you explore the Church's website, www.lds.org. You can find additional magazine articles under Gospel Library, but that's only the beginning. The site offers information on Provident Living, specific counsel on strengthening families, help with family history and gospel study, as well as lesson manuals and other reference materials. And there's much more. Tap into the wealth of spiritual resources available online by visiting www.lds.org. Gospel Topics. Adoption. My Daughter's Choice. Name Withheld. Adversity. Was I Always This Happy? By Amy H. Hansen. And A Christmas Cross Stitch by David Toy. Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon Principles. How Could I Testify? By Elder Hans H. Mattson. And Book of Mormon Principles. Come Unto Christ. By Elder Robert R. Stewer. Christmas. First Presidency Message, The Power of Peace, by President James E. Faust. A Christmas Cross Stitch. Christmas Came Anyway, by Lorraine F. Day. Latter-day Saint Voices, and Random Sampler. Compassion, Strong Hands, and Loving Hearts. And Visiting Teaching Message, Feeling the Love of the Lord Through Service. Conversion, The Faith I Tried to Avoid, by Robert Marsh. Elderly, Questions and Answers. How can elderly parents and their adult children adjust to living with each other? Example, The Faith I Tried to Avoid, and Strengthening the Family. The family is central to the Creator's plan. Faith. How could I testify? The faith I tried to avoid. Let Us Ask of God, by S. Michael Wilcox. Making Weak Things Become Strong, by Anne C. Pingree. And Was I Always This Happy? Family. Questions and Answers. Strengthening the Family. The family is central to the Creator's plan. A Christmas Cross-Stitch. My Daughter's Choice. And Latter-day Saint Voices. Family History. Random Sampler. Family Home Evening. Family Home Evening for Two by Janine Wolsey-Badsgaard. And Random Sampler. Holy Spirit. Book of Mormon Principles. Come Unto Christ. Humility. Book of Mormon Principles. How Could I Testify? And Making Weak Things Become Strong. Inspiration. Latter-day Saint Voices. Jesus Christ, First Presidency Message, The Power of Peace. He Lives. Book of Mormon Principles, Come Unto Christ. And Latter-day Saint Voices. Love, Family Home Evening for Two. My Daughter's Choice, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Marriage, Family Home Evening for Two. And Strengthening the Family. The family is central to the Creator's plan. Missionary work. The faith I tried to avoid. Latter-day Saint Voices. Obedience. Let Us Ask of God. Peace. First Presidency Message, The Power of Peace. Prayer. Let Us Ask of God, and Making Weak Things Become Strong. Priesthood Blessings. Was I Always This Happy? Relief Society. Strong Hands and Loving Hearts. Scripture Study. Random Sampler. Service. Visiting Teaching Message. Feeling the Love of the Lord Through Service. Questions and Answers. Family Home Evening for Two. And Latter-day Saint Voices. Joseph Smith. I Knew Joseph, and Let Us Ask of God. Testimony. He Lives, and Book of Mormon Principles. How Could I Testify? And Visiting Teaching, Strong Hands and Loving Hearts. End of the section, Making the Most of This Issue for December 2004.
This concludes the Ensign Magazine for December 2004. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Michelle Visaraga, Dwayne Case, and David Shaw. November 2004.